Welcome to the Contemporary Art Gallery's audio guide for the exhibition Rent by Sarah Serpas. This audio guide has a running time of approximately 4 minutes. Before turning our attention to the exhibition, I want to acknowledge that at the Contemporary Art Gallery, we carry out our work on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. As a predominantly settler-led organization, we acknowledge our responsibility to each of these nations who have stewarded this land, water, and air since time immemorial. We are actively committed to building sustained, reciprocal relationships with Indigenous communities and supporting the work of reconciliation and Indigenous sovereignty. This season, we are pleased to be presenting in CAG's BC Binning Gallery an exhibition by Sarah Serpas titled Rent. Across painting, sculpture, installation, photography, and poetry, Sarah Serpas engages with the transient and residual. Performance is central to her wide-ranging practice, with her works manifesting the energy of their creation in unstable and improvised forms. Her paintings, in particular, both depict and are formed by physical distress, their surfaces characterized by a sense of generative deterioration and a deteriorating generation. Rent features a suite of new large-scale paintings, sets of mirroring images made by imprinting or kissing one canvas to another while still wet. Staged in facing pairs across a series of long, tight walls that the artist variously refers to as alleys, hallways, or corridors, the architecturally scaled paintings comprise a labyrinth of ghostly echoes. In this body of paintings, Serpas works from images generated by a free AI tool, which entails her tricking the software into outputting images containing nudity. The resulting compositions depict figures alternately contorted to fit into awkward frames or cropped by them. Flirting in the exhibition's title with rent boys, or sex workers, Serpas contends here with the movement of bodies within the narrowing spaces, both public and private, of the contemporary city. The canvases that serve as each painting's substrate have previously been used as drop cloths on Serpas's studio floor. In contrast to the fleshy portraits in painterly fields for which she is known, these paintings feature a more grayscale palette. In some paintings, Serpas figures dissolve into voids of stained canvas. In others, residue of the artist's studio activity, pools of warm, organic colors that comprise the painting's underlayers, appear to emanate from within the grisaille figures. Characterized by smears, smudges, and other forms of distortion, each set of images bears a sense of being on the verge of disappearing, or having been hallucinated. This concludes the audio exhibition guide for Sarah Serpas's exhibition. Thank you for listening and for your visit to the gallery. If you have any thoughts or feedback on this guide or the exhibition more generally, please don't hesitate to share this with the front desk attendant or be in touch with us at learning@cagvancouver.org. We invite you to visit cagvancouver.org for further details on the rest of this season's programming, which includes a range of talks and tours that provide further insight into the works on view. Thanks again for listening.